Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Shabbos daf Ayin Dalet, and we are starting near the top with Halacha Dalet, and in the source of daf it's all the way at the end of Samach Amud Aleph. And today's daf is sponsored by Lili Nishmas Morris Merim Sarah Basar Yaakov Moshe Her Neshama should have an Aliyah. And the Mishnah says Minay L'Sicha Shikashtiyah B'Yom Kippurim. How do we know that Sicha, anointing oneself with oil, for example, is just like drinking on Yom Kippur, and there'd be the same exact Isser? And the answer is Al Bishen Raya L'Davar Zecher L'Davar. Even though there's no clear Raya from a pasuk, there's still a Zecher, a hint to it. Shenemar, because the pasuk says V'Tavik Kamaya B'Kirbay, and it has come like water in his insides. And like oil to his bones, so we see that water and oil are being compared to this pasuk. The Gemara says, "Ma'al sicha v'chulu." And Kadat Tani is like the following brisa: B'Shabbes on Shabbos, bein sicha shishal tainuk, bein sicha she'ena shal tainuk mutter. Whether he's anointing himself, he's rubbing oil in for tainuk for pleasure, or not for tainuk, meaning it's for refuah, it's permitted. And that's because we're going to see later on in the Masechta that if something's done by a normal, regular, healthy person, somebody could even do that for refuah because it doesn't look like he's doing it for refuah due to the fact that even a regular person will do such a thing. However, b'yom kippur on Yom Kippur. Whether anointing for tainug or anointing not for tainug is asur, and that's because since anointing for tainug is asur, as we know it's one of the inuim on Yom Kippur, so anointing, even if it's not for tainug, he's doing it for a fua, that would be asur as well, because it's clear he's doing it for a fua. What other purpose would he be doing it for? The Brisa continues, but Tisha B'Av tainug sibur, on Tisha B'Av another tainug sibur, sicha shishal tainug asur, an anointing, rubbing of oil that's for tainug is asur, because it's a fast day, but she'ena shal tainug, if it's not for tainug, if it's for a fua, mutter is permitted. Nothing where it tells us Tani. Then in regards to truma, sicha, anointing oneself with truma oil, and shtia, drinking something of truma, they're equal le'isser in regards to the isser for a non-kain. He's not allowed to do this. Ula tashlumin, and for payment, namely if a non-kain uses it or eats it, he's chayv not only the karen, the principal amount that he used, but also a chaymesh, avaloy le'aynesh, but not for a punishment, meaning not for malchus. Namely if a non-kain anoints himself with truma oil, he's not going to get malchus, as opposed to if he drank, he would. And b'yom kippurim on Yom Kippur as well. Well, there's an equal isser of sicha and shtia, but not for punishment. However, the question is, that says the pasuk tells us and one is not allowed to be mechal, he's not allowed to profane, and is referring to a non-kain benefiting from truma. And what does this tell us? Has come to include to be marbe sach and shayse. And so we see very clearly from the pasuk that we have this lav of loychalu in regards to sach, and since that applies to truma, it would apply to Yom Kippur as well. And so we see that it's a lav, so one would get punished for it. So Rabbi Yechon Rechon tries to answer that less kan sach actually. Sach is not included in this drasha. However, Amar of Aramari, Rav Aramari asks, Im Aymer Ad Les Kan Sach, if you want to say that Sach is not included in the drasha, Les Kan Shaisa, then you shouldn't be including, meaning you shouldn't be Marbe drinking either. The Lycan, because if that's not so, we'll explain this in a moment, Davar Shu Ba Mishnei Lavin Mitzdarif, something that comes from two Lavin, will that be Mitzdarif? In other words, if it's true, what you just said, that the Pasuk is not talking about Sach, it's only including Shtia, drinking, then that means essentially Achil and Shtia are two separate Yisurim, which would apply to Yom Kippur as well. But the problem is, how can a Mishnah Mesech Yuma teach us, that if he eats and drinks on Yom Kippur, he's only chayv one? That tells us that clearly shtia is bechlal achila, which means that the pasuk of v'lo yichalu is including sicha, and so how could you say it's excluded? And the Gemara concludes over here without an answer to the question. Now we just further clarify, how do we know that this is a da'iraisa? Meaning, how do we know that sicha and shtia are compared da'iraisa? And the answer is, Rabbi Lazar says, b'shem Rav Simai, the pasuk in regards to beer maisris, specifically beer of maisr sheni, a person says, lo nasati. I didn't use Maaser Sheni for a mace. Now the question is, Manan Kaiman, what are we referring to? What's the guy saying? If you want to say this person is expressing that I never used Maaser Sheni to pay for an Aroin, a casket for a dead person, or Tachrichin, the burial shrouds, well, Lechayu Aser, Leikol Shekain Lemace, it's Aser to use Maaser Sheni money for a live person for this. You're not allowed to take Maaser Sheni money and build a closet out of it, or buy clothing with it. You're only allowed to buy food and drink. And so for sure, it's Aser to use Maaser Sheni for this purpose for a mace. So what's the person saying? And therefore, what's something that's permitted for a live person but usur for a dead person? In other words, what this fellow is expressing by saying is that I use this for a permissible use for a live person, but I didn't use it for a dead person. What would that be? It must be that's referring to anointing. Namely, that my sersheni oil, for example, is allowed to be used for a live person. He's allowed to anoint himself with it, but he's not allowed to rub it on a dead person. And so we see that sicha is kishtia. And moving on to halacha, hey, the Mishnah now goes back to discuss the isra of saw how much a person is going to be chayv for being mitzi, as a mitzi ate him. If a person is mitzi wood, how much is he going to be chayv for? K'dei l'mashal beitzakala, the amount necessary to cook an easily cooked egg, which is a chicken egg. And we've explained previously that it doesn't have to be enough to cook the entire egg, just like a garris worth, a dried fig's worth of the egg. On to the next thing, tavlin spices, k'dei l'tavl beitzakala, enough to spice an egg, and we start from zayim zeh, all spices are mitzdarif with each other. Now moving on to things that are used in the production of dyes, klipei gaizim, shells of nuts, ein dadam beis on top, klipei rimonim, peels of pomegranate. pomegranates, istis upua, these are different types of herbs. How much is one chai for carrying out? Kdeilus baibahin beged katan besvacha, enough to be able to dye the small beged of the svacha. A svacha is like a hairnet that a woman would wear, and there was a small cloth attached to it. So the amount of dye he's chai for taking out is enough to dye this small little beged on the svacha. And now we talk about cleaning agents like detergent and soap and things. Meira glayim, urine, neser, ubiris, kimonia, va'ashlag, all these different types of things. One is chayv, k'tei l'chavis b'hen beged katan b'svacha, if he takes out enough that he could clean this beged katan on svacha. And Rabbi Hudaimer, he tells us, k'tei l'chavir ala kesem, enough to put on a kesem, all these different things are used by a woman who found a red stain on her undergarment, and she wants to determine whether it's blood or it's just some sort of other dye, so she would take these cleaning agents and try to get off this red stain, and so however much she would use for that, that's what one would be chayv for carrying out. Now the Gemara asks on spices, we had said in the Mishnah that all spices are mitzar for the shear. However, kash, we have a problem. Kamenu melech mitzarfin, cumin and salt are going to be mitzarf. Cumin is meant to sweeten the food, and salt is meant to make it saltier. How could you say these two things are mitzarf? They're two totally separate spices. And so if Ela answers Rosh Hashanah Blazer, you're right, b'min m'sikashanu, the only types of spices that the Mishnah is referring to that are mitzarf with each other for the shear of chiyuv are spices that are min m'sika. They're all meant to sweeten. They're all the same type, so then they're mitzarf. And you're right that kamen and melech are not mitzarf. Now we have another question. Taman Tanino, over there we learned in the Mishnah, this is later on in the Masechta, shear hamalabin, hamnapes, vatseveh, vatoiveh, that the shear that one is chayv for being malabin, for whitening, for being minapes, combing, tseveh, dyeing, toiveh, spinning, that shear is going to be kamaloi sit kafel, double the width of a sit. And so we see that the shear of dyeing is kamaloi sit kafel. Baba hachatamar hachin, over here you say this, that the shear of dyeing is beged katan besvacha, that's a much larger shear than kamaloi sit kafel. So it seems to be a stira what the shear of chayv is. So the answer is that no, taman, betseveh. Over there we're talking about dyeing, meaning he had the pre-made dye all ready to go, and he's just going to take some of it and dye something. Therefore, the shear is much smaller, kimloi sit kafel. Bram hacha over here, b'maitzi l'tzbaya, we're talking about where he's taking it out in order to dye, meaning he's carrying out, bringing it somewhere in order to dye something over there, wherever the there is. He's not going to carry a tiny bit of dye that's only able to color a kimloi sit kafel. And that's when in our Mishnah, it's a bigger shear. Now, just explaining these different cleaning agents that we mentioned in the Mishnah, neser is natron, which according to some is a mineral derived from earth. Biris is birisa, which is usually translated as sulfur. Kimon is kalya, and ashlag, Rabbi Yisrael Rabban Omar, he says it's called atzrus ruach. And moving on to halacha vav, the Mishnah tells us pilpelis kol shehu. What is going to be chayv for taking out even the smallest bit of peppercorn? That's because when a person had a very bad breath, they would use this as a breath freshener, and therefore even the smallest amount could be used, and that's why a kol shehu is going to be chayv a person. The itron, what about tar? This could be used to prevent headaches. Kol shehu, also the smallest amount one would be chayv for, because even the smallest amount is useful. Mina besamim, mina matchos, kol shehain, different types of spices. This is like perfumes and different metals. One is also going to be chayv for the smallest amount because even the smallest bit of perfume gives a good smell, and the smallest bit of metal could be made into a sharp point that one would need for one thing or another. Me'afra mizbeach, dirt from mizbeach, me'avra mizbeach, stones from mizbeach, mimekek svarim, from the decay of svarim, meaning if a sefer decayed and there's a little bit left of it, or mimekek mitpachasein, if the mitpachas, the cover of a sefer decayed, kol shehen, one is chayv even for a kol shehu as well, mebenesh matznein oisel l'gainzon, because a person is going to save even the smallest amount of these things in order to put in geniza so that it's treated properly, and therefore even the smallest amount one is going to be chayv for. Rabbi Yehuda Amri tells us, even if a person takes out the smallest thing that was used for avodah zarah, he's going to be chayv. Why is that? Because the pasuk says, lo yidbak b'yodcham u'uma min acherem, that nothing from the cherem, meaning nothing from avodah zarah, is allowed to stick to your hand. That's literally what the pasuk means. In other words, you're not allowed to benefit from anything of avodah zarah. So we see that even a kol shehu from avodah zarah is considered chashav enough that the pasuk says don't benefit from it, and therefore, if you bring it out on Shabbos, you're going to be chayiv. The Gemara just clarifies, Tanu Yifa Braiso, Af Reach Ra Kol Shehu, even if something carries out something that's creating a bad smell, a Kol Shehu is going to be mechayiv him. And our Revila clarifies, Af Reb Shimon Maidaba, even Reb Shimon agrees to this, even Reb Shimon holds, a Melacha Shein Tzrichel Gufa, one is Pater for, we're not able to say that this is considered a Melacha Shein Tzrichel Gufa, and that he's not really trying to accomplish Haitzah. No, he wants to accomplish Haitzah because he wants to take out the bad smell, and so therefore, even Reb Shimon would agree to this. And also, my Reb Shimon, Bisri Hanoya, Reb Shimon agrees as well to the one is chayiv for. And moving on to halacha zayin, the last halacha in the perek, the Mishnah tells us, hamotzi kupas haroichlin, one who carries out a box of a spice peddler. These spice peddlers would walk around with these boxes with little jars of perfume for women. And the chiddush is, afal pi sheyesh b'minin harbe, ein chayiv al chatas achas, even though there's many different minim in this kupas haroichlin, there's all these little compartments for all these different smells and perfumes, still when he carries it all out at once, he's only chayiv one chatas and not multiple chatois. On to another din, which we quoted earlier in the Masechta, zar oini gina, pachas mikigregeres. If a person person's carrying out garden seeds, namely, he's taking these seeds out and he's going to be planting them. They're not meant for food, so he's going to be chayv for even less than a gregaris. A gregaris is the amount one is chayv if it's food, but this is not food. It's meant for planting, so it's even less than a gregaris. The question is, how many seeds is he chayv for carrying out? So, Yudim Ben-Seir, remember, he tells us chamisha, five. However, in regards to some other seeds, he's chayv for carrying out even less because they're more chashuv, and those are Zera Kishuin, Shnaim, Zera Deluin, Shnaim, Zera Paul Mitzri, Shnaim. All these are very chashuv, so he's chayv even for carrying out just two. Onto something else, Chagav Chai, Kolshu, if he carries out a live grasshopper, he's chayv even if it's the smallest one, and that's because little kids played with live grasshoppers, and so even a Kolshu, the smallest one, is going to chayv him. However, Mace, if it's a dead grasshopper, Kigregeres, he's only chayv as the size of Gregeres, because dead grasshoppers are good for eating, they're nice crunchy snacks, and therefore has the same shear as food. Tipyrus Krumim, which is a type of a grasshopper, Bain Chayav Bain Mesa, whether it's alive or dead, he's chayv if it's a Kolshu. Why is that? Because people keep this specific grasshopper for its medicinal purposes, and therefore is chayv for kol shehu. Rabbi Yehuda Amrihi tells us, even if a person carries out a live grasshopper which is not kosher, he's chayv for its smallest amount. Why is that? Because he'll keep this grasshopper for a little kid to play with. And we're going to see in the Gemara how Rabbi Yehuda is arguing with Tanakama. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with the Gemara explaining the Mishnah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.